Hello, class. Let's get started. Last time, we almost finished up the section on American traditional art. We talked about the traditional art tattoo. Today, I'm going to talk about an American traditional art, the quilt. So, the quilt is basically a three-layered blanket of varying sizes and shapes. It usually consists of a backing, a matted layer in the middle, and then a top piece or pieces. Now, usually the top is a decorated piece placed over the filling, which is over the bottom piece, creating a sort of blanket sandwich. Now, this can take on many different forms, depending on the type of quilt or time period we're talking about. So, historically speaking, the quilt got its origins from the Americans in Europe long before colonization. Throughout history, people have made blankets to stay warm, and the Europeans were no different. However, for some people, large animal hides were neither warm enough nor abundant enough, so the quilt was born out of necessity to use whatever materials were available and to layer them to make a warm enough blanket. So, American colonists took this same approach of using available scrap materials to piece together bed covers as well as window and door covers for those cold New England winters. While people wanted their clothes to be uniform colors and of particular sizes, the scrap material could be stitched together to create decorative patchwork tops for quilts. So, instead of discarding scrap material, the industrious settlers used those pieces to help them stay warm. Now, over the centuries, quilts have taken on an important role in American history. In the early days of the country, they were as common a part of life as any other household item. However, over time, as happens with many types of art, the skill was brushed aside and forgotten. Although with the advent of war throughout history, the quilt made a comeback in the 20th century. This is because World War I and World War II, in those times, precious materials were used by the war, so Americans were encouraged to turn to their roots and use scrap material around the home to keep warm. Now I'd like to go over some types of quilt. One type of quilt is defined quite precisely from its name, the crazy quilt. In those times when people were piecing together quilts from scrap material, it was often hard to create accurate or intentional pictures, so they just pieced things together in random and, I guess, crazy ways. Some of these reflected modern art in its disoriented and disjointed representations of shapes and colors. So, in the modern world, people were able to adapt the quilt to fit with artistic conventions by using an old form in new and wild ways. Sort of on the other end of the spectrum, and frankly more common, are what are called piece quilts. These are more traditional and in accordance with more artistic motifs. To make these quilts requires specifically cut pieces in order to create an artistic patchwork of repeated images. Some of these images were stars, flowers, or geometric patterns. By piecing together smaller pieces, a quilter moves from smaller pieces to a larger pattern of pieces that can then be linked to create the entire top of a quilt. Now, oftentimes with either style of quilt, much of the artistry comes in the varying types of stitching that can be used to place the pieces. Now, that really brings us to a big idea behind the continuing motivation in making quilts: history. Seemingly odd, when the sewing machine came about, the quilting community didn't even bat an eye and continued with their traditional hand stitching. Part of the process was the time and slow dedication given to creating something for the family. Quilts were often made as presents for milestone moments in life, like births and weddings, graduations, and so were precious family gifts. Therefore, a quilt was one piece in the expanding story of every American family. What other items have been so fortunate to be linked to the storytelling of an entire country?